BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. Russian forces say they're now in control of the Ukrainian town of Soledar, though they admit fighting is continuing in its centre. The Ukrainian Defence Ministry says its remaining troops are holding out. Hugo Bashega reports from Kyiv.
The Russian side has been led by the mercenary Wagner Group, which is believed to have suffered heavy losses. The small town is known for its large underground salt mines. Capturing it would give the Kremlin its first significant victory after months of humiliating setbacks. It would also give Russian forces a base from which to continue their push towards the nearby town of Bakhmut. Last night, the deputy defense minister said the battle for Soledar was still raging and that the land was covered with the bodies of dead Russian fighters.
The Peruvian Attorney General has opened an investigation into the president and leading ministers following weeks of deadly clashes between anti-government protesters and security forces. The charges include genocide and homicide. Diane Collins reports from Lima.
The Attorney General's probe follows the latest and most lethal bout of violence since the jailing of Peru's left-wing leader Pedro Castillo a month ago, pushing the number of deaths to more than 40. Clashes and looting continue in the city despite a curfew. On Tuesday, Peruvian police announced an investigation into the killing of an injured policeman who, they claim, was burned alive in his car after being attacked by a mob. 3 days of mourning have begun in the southern region of Peru, but protesters continue to call for Ms. Boluarte to resign, Mr. Castillo to be freed, and for fresh elections.
The spokesman for the rebel Tigrayan forces in northern Ethiopia says they've handed over their heavy weapons in line with the ceasefire agreement signed in South Africa in November. Getachew Reda said the transfer had been confirmed by a monitoring and verification team. Gal Gadan Yeboltal in Addis Ababa has more details.
The African Union monitoring team, which is tasked with overseeing the whole process, said that this is a step in the right direction to silence the guns and to secure peace in Tigray. This disarmament is a result of the peace deal that was signed in Pretoria in November and other later meetings between the commanders of the Tigrayan forces and the Ethiopian government in Nairobi. And it dictates that other forces that are involved in the war, which are not members of the army, which means the Eritrean troops and militiamen from neighboring Amhara region, are expected to leave. We haven't had any confirmation of that happening yet, but that's the expectation.
Six people are reported to have been wounded by a knife-wielding attacker at one of France's busiest rail stations, the Gare du Nord in Paris. Police are said to have shot the assailant, likely injuring him, before he was taken into custody. World News from the BBC. South Korea and Japan have criticised China's decision to stop issuing short-term visas for their citizens. Officials from both countries describe the move as deeply regrettable. Beijing's announcement appeared to come as a response to Seoul and Tokyo requiring Chinese arrivals to show negative COVID tests because of the explosive outbreak there. The parent company of the Japanese clothes retailer Uniqlo says it will raise its wages by up to 40% to make them globally competitive. Those in managerial positions will be the biggest beneficiaries. The move comes as Japan sees its highest inflation rate in decades, although at under 4%, it's still far lower than in the West. The most senior Roman Catholic cardinal to be caught up in allegations of child sexual abuse has died in Rome at the age of 81. The Australian George Pell was convicted in 2018 of abusing two choir boys in Melbourne more than two decades earlier. But after serving 13 months in prison, he was released when Australia's High Court overturned his conviction on appeal. The Golden Globes have returned a year after much of Hollywood boycotted the event in a row about racial diversity. The big winners were Steven Spielberg's semi-autobiographical drama The Fablemans and the Irish comedy The Banshees of Inisherin. Here's Peter Bowes.
It was revealed 2 years ago that the body that puts on the Golden Globes, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, had no black members. Now, after diversifying its membership, the show has returned to television. The Banshees of Inisherin, the dark comedy about a fractured relationship between two lifelong friends, won several awards, including Best Comedy and Actor for Colin Farrell. Steven Spielberg's family story The Fablemans won in the categories for Best Director and Best Drama, suggesting it could be a front-runner for Hollywood's most prestigious awards, the Oscars, in March.